Hey everyone, this is Saiba Baker. So this podcast serves as an introduction to this week's lesson, and it is going to be the first podcast of the week. So this week, we are going to look at the space race that took place between the United States and the Soviet Union during the Cold War. We are going to explore the launching of the first satellite into space, John F. Kennedy's challenge to NASA, and landing the first man on the moon. So in this specific podcast, we are going to do a brief review of where the United States and Russia stand post-World War II, and the events that led them to try to be the first to launch a satellite into space, and thus starting the space race. So let's begin with a quick review. We left off at the end of World War II with two major superpowers that had emerged. The first one being the United States with its democratic and capitalistic government, and the second one superpower to emerge being the Soviet Union and its communistic government. So as the Soviet Union expanded along with communism, the United States wanted to stop the spread of it. And so they implemented what was called the containment policy. The containment policy was United States foreign policy towards communism, and it was them trying to stop the spread of communism through military means. After World War II, both sides sought to defend their country from each other and their influences. And with that came further development of nuclear weapons on both sides. This became known as the nuclear arms race. So out of this nuclear arms race came a new type of nuclear weapon. And this weapon was known as ICBMs, which stands for Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles. So at this point, we are around early to mid 1950s, and both sides are starting to look at ways of being able to protect themselves from outer space. They were looking for a way to be able to, if needed, to be able to launch a missile from space and from space to Earth. So in 1955, the United States had announced their plans to launch a satellite. But 2 years later, on October 4th of 1957, the Russians beat them to it by launching a satellite called Sputnik. Now, Sputnik was a small satellite. It was only about the size of a beach ball, weighing 148 pounds. They originally had planned to launch a much larger and much heavier satellite, but at that time they didn't really have or had the launching technology that they needed to do so. And so, wanting to beat the US, they went ahead and launched Sputnik. So the launch of Sputnik had caught the United States off guard and had brought a wave of fear amongst the public. The way they saw it was that the Russians now could launch a satellite into space, so that means they have the technology and the capability to launch ballistic missiles from Europe to the US. And even after the United States had successfully launched their own satellite called Explorer 1 a few months later, on the 31st of January, the fear and the worry did not diminish or go away. So in response to Sputnik, the United States had taken measures to boost their own technological capabilities, and they did this by developing the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which is, you may more commonly know it as DARPA. DARPA was formed in January of 1958. And after passing the National Aeronautics and Space Act on July 29th of 1958, NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, was formed in October of the same year. So NASA immediately started to work on putting a man into space. So at this point, the United States and the USSR are in direct competition to see who had the best space program. And having launched the first satellite into space, the Soviets were in the lead. And so we are going to leave this podcast with that. And later we are going to explore the space programs that NASA developed to try to put the first man into space and see who actually did put the first man into space. So see you next time, or talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.